Formative assessment and error analysis are critical aspects of instruction and help teachers understand if students are benefiting from the math interventions that they're using. Formative ongoing assessment really is important so that teachers are aware of the skills that have been taught that students are still not understanding. If students are stuck on a particular mathematical concept or skill and don't learn it to mastery and don't understand how to generalize mathematical ideas, they will continue to struggle in mathematics as the curriculum becomes more advanced in later academic years. In terms of error analysis, it's important for teachers to understand where the breakdowns are occurring, whether it's a mathematical procedure, a set of steps, how solutions are arrived at. Error analysis can be really informative in terms of the mistakes that students are making or the misconceptions that students have. It's important for teachers to work with students individually, to have students articulate how they went about solving problems, because that is such an important part of error analysis, because then you could potentially tap the thinking process that students are using and really get at some of those misconceptions that students learn over the years. I think pairing formative assessment with error analysis can really help teachers figure out where the faulty thinking is and where the misconceptions might be, which can really help to inform instructional decision-making about the next steps for math instruction.